In this audio, we will cover Ross Vocabulary Lessons 31, 32, and 33. Ross Lessons 31, 32, and 33. We'll start with Lesson 31. The vocabulary is found on page 220 of the Ross textbook. Let's read the words and have you recite after me. Verbs: mashal, katsar, oath, zera, choma, na'al, tzafon, rochav, shir. Other forms: ba'ad. All right, let's talk about these words, the verbs first. Mashal, in the kal, is to rule or have dominion. And in the hifil, it's causative in at least one of the senses, to cause someone to rule. Or it could also have the sense of to exercise dominion over something. I jokingly like to refer to my own control of the classroom as involving martial law. I invoke martial law. I am the ruler. Katsar, in the kal, to reap or to harvest something. This is related to the noun katsir. A katsir is a harvest. You may come across that in your reading of the Book of Ruth someday. Katsar, to reap, harvest. Nouns: oath. This is not the word oath in English. This is the word for sign or pledge. And when you leave a sign or a pledge, or you give someone a sign of your vow, that's the word oath. Oath. Zera, the seed. This is a segulate noun. Choma is a wall. You might want to put a wall around your choma. All right, that's a feminine noun. Na'al is a sandal or shoe. There's no kamitse ending, but this is a feminine noun. Tzafon is the feminine noun that means north. North, so we learned Negev last chapter or so, the south, and here as Tzafon is north. Rochav is a segulate noun meaning breadth or width. And shir is the word for song. The book of the Bible, Shir HaShirim, is the song of songs. It's a construct chain, and the sense of that is that it's the highest song or the best song. It's a superlative notion. Shir HaShirim, the song of songs. Just like the Holy of Holies is the holiest place. And then for the other forms, we have this one word, ba'ad, which is a preposition, or at least it functions as a preposition, meaning away from, behind, or on behalf of. So you could see this in connection with nouns following. So away from, behind, or on behalf of, say, a person or a thing. You could also have pronominal suffixes attached to it. And so just be aware of that. I think you'll see that in your homework. Now, the vocabulary for Ross Lesson 32 is found on page 230. Again, let's read the vocab here and you can recite. Verbs: avad, ahave, alternately to the left, ahav, asaf, asar, chazak, chasach, chashav, amad, pathach, sane, eith. That's a noun, by the way. And then other forms: cane, or alternately to the left, ken. All right, so the verbs. Avad is to perish in the kal, to perish. This is one of those naughty one-olif verbs, and so the kal imperfect will have that holam prefix vowel, yo-vad, yo-vad. So just like amar does, yo-mar. Next, ahave and ahav. These are stative verbs in the kal, to love or to be in love. And this one-olif verb is not one of the naughty varieties, so the imperfect is just following just standard one guttural behavior. Yet ahav, he will love, in the kal imperfect. The infinitive construct, ahove, that's normal, but you also have some infinitive construct forms that have a kamate ending, ahava, and this is one of those verbs that do that. Asaf, in the kal, to gather or to remove, as in you gather something up from a place, then you've removed it. The imperfect, ye'asof, so it's a one guttural verb, not one of the one naughty one aleph ones. The imperative, asof. Asar, this is to tie, bind, or imprison. And this is, again, not one of your naughty one aleph verbs. It is a standard one guttural. So ye'asor is the imperfect kal, or ye'asor. Next one, chazak, in the kal, stative, to be or to grow strong or firm. Or it could have the sense of to strengthen. It could be transitive. The imperfect, yechazak. Here we have one guttural behavior. Hasach, in the kal, to hold back, withhold, or refrain. Notice that the kal imperfect here is yach soch. That A-class vowel under the yod is not because this is a hifil, this is a kal. It's because the guttural in root one position prefers that A-class vowel. But the holim is certainly a kal imperfect theme vowel. So we shouldn't be confused here when we're parsing this. This is a kal form. Chashav, to think or account. This is going to have an imperfect similar to the one we just looked at, yachshov, that A-class vowel under the yod and the other nutty prefixes because of the guttural and root one position. Amad is to stand or to take one stand in the kal stem. The imperfect, ya'amod. Here we see the A-class vowel under the imperfect. And this ayin gets a compound shiva. The chetz that we saw in the prior two got a silent shiva. Silent shivas are okay with gutturals. Sometimes, though, they do prefer even a compound shiva instead of a silent shiva. Pathach is to open, the imperfect. Kal, yiftach. Yiftach. Notice that my guttural is in root 3 position, and gutturals in root 2 or 3 position in the kal imperfect, like any class vowel there for the theme vowel. And then sane is the opposite of ahave. Sane is to love. It's a stative verb. And the imperfect, yisna. Alrighty, the nouns. Eighth is a feminine noun, means time. Notice that the plural forms alternate between the im and oth endings, itim and itot. Why do I have doubling dot in the tav? This is a monosyllabic noun with a changeable vowel. The sere is changeable. And that is going to create a situation where when I add endings, and here adding the plural endings, the dagesh forte drops into that final tav. And when that happens, the stress goes to the end, and I'm left with a doubled tav closing a syllable, and it'll be closed and unaccented, and Hebrew requires a short vowel. So the sere, long I class, has reduced to become a short I class vowel called kirik. Final form, kain or ken, is an adverb meaning thus or so. Thus or so. In modern Hebrew, this word is also used to say yes, although it's not used that way in ancient Hebrew. Now, Ross Lesson 33 vocabulary is found on page 239. Let's read the forms. The verbs, first of all, I'll have you repeat after me. Achaz, aman, ba'ar, barach, garash, ma'an, Mahar, Avar, Pala, Kara, Rafa, Sharath. And then the nouns, Rea. Now let's talk about the forms here. Achaz, in the kal, this means to seize, grasp, or to lay hold of it. So once I have grasped it, I has it, right? I have it. I has it. Okay, that's just a silly mnemonic device. to seize Ahaz. Amman. This has a variety of senses based on the stem. So in the cow, it is to support someone, something. Nifal, to be faithful or reliable. To be faithful or reliable. When you have a nifal participle from aman, then you could translate it as simply faithful or reliable. And then in the hifil, you treat someone as reliable. That means you believe them. And so the hifil of aman is to believe someone. Next, ba'ar in the PL. So it'll be be'er in the PL perfect. Be'er, not the cow vowel pointing here that we see in your lexical form. This is to kindle, consume, or burn something. Next, and the next two words are easily confused because of the way they end or is similar. Barach with a chet is to flee, to flee. Barach with a final kaf in the PL, to bless, to bless. This almost always occurs in the PL stem for to bless. If it ever occurs in the cal, it will occur in the cal passive participle baruch, which means blessed, baruch. Blessed are you, baruch atah. Now, a way to remember the meanings of barach and barach, this depends on whether you are a diehard Republican or a diehard Democrat. As a Republican, I was not a Barack Obama supporter. So when I heard the name Barack, I wanted to barach. I wanted to flee. But for those who loved Obama, they thought of the second form, barach, to bless. They blessed him. So pick your poison there. Next, we have garash. And the cal is to drive away. And of course, if you think about what you drive out of when you take your car, you drive out of your garage, right? In the PL, to drive out or to expel someone or something. All right. Next, we have ma'an in the PL, to refuse or to be unwilling. Mahar, to hasten or to hurry. Think mahar, mahari. To hasten or hurry. Nifal, to be hurried or to be rash. Avar, in the cal, to cross over, to cross through, to overstep, to transgress. This can be used in the hifil stem. When you cause someone to cross over, then you bring them over. Pala, in the nifal, it'll be translated as to be wonderful, marvelous, or extraordinary. So the nifal perfect might be nifla, he was wonderful, he was marvelous. Okay, in the hifil, to make wonderful, to make wonderful. By the way, in the nifal participle, nifla, if it's used substantively, it would mean a wonderful thing. And the plural form, niflaot, is translated as wonders, wonderful things, like Yahweh is a god of niflaot, of wonders. Next, we have kara, and the cal is to tear or to rend. This is used for tearing your clothes when you are upset. Rafa, in the cal, to heal or to mend. Remember, the cal participle pointing is OA, pocade, cal participle, right? So, rofe means one who heals or healer. Adonai rofe, the Lord, the healer. Sharath, in the PL, to serve, minister, or attend to someone. And then the noun rea is a friend or a companion. Notice that rea has a furtive pathak here because I've got a guttural, strong guttural in final position, preceded by a long vowel. These are the places where I would find a furtive pathak, friend or companion.